So, Father, for these next few moments today, we are asking for great grace to come upon each and every one of us as we look at the Christmas story. And we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. Christmas is the celebration of our Savior's entrance into the world. And I'm going to start a new series called His Name Shall Be Called. The question is asked, well, what's in a name? There's a lot in names. Abraham's name means the father of many. Moses' names mean to pull out or draw out of water. Joshua's name literally comes from the Hebrew name Yeshua, meaning Yahweh is salvation. And the Bible has at least 265 names for Jesus in the Word of God. Savior, the way, the truth, the great high priest, the living bread, the good shepherd, the Lamb of God, the light of the world, healer, Christ, teacher, and so on and so forth. All that we are and all that we have is invested in that mighty name, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we were to take and do a quick study on everybody's name, your name has history in it. You know, the name Mark means warrior. Brenda is fiery one. That makes for a combustible relationship. In a good way. Because we ignite each other. Let's look for a moment at what Isaiah prophesied concerning his names. Isaiah 9 and verse 6. For unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. Aren't you glad? And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. That's really one statement there. Wonderful Counselor. The Mighty God. The Everlasting Father. And the Prince of Peace. Now I want you to just notice for a brief moment. It says, for unto us a son is given, a child is born. When he was born in Bethlehem, was just the beginning of his humanity part of him, but he preexisted long before that. You know, in John chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. This speaks of the preexistence of the Master. Amen? It also speaks of the Trinity and the Word was with God, indicating that there is more than one person. It also shows us the deity of Jesus. Amen? Verse 3, read it with me. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So we see here that Jesus, his role as creator, thank God for that. Notice verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. And what did it do? And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. Whew. We're beholding his glory this morning. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 14 speaks of humanity. You know, over there in Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, he says, but you, Bethlehem, though you were little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel. This is speaking of Jesus, whose goings forth are from old and from everlasting. It's interesting that he was born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem literally means house of bread. Later, Jesus came on the scene as the bread of life. Oh, glory to God. I want you just to consider a few thoughts concerning his preexistence from other translations. It says, in one whose goings forth are from old and from everlasting. Another one says, his times of coming forth from long ago, from days of eternity. The ESV says, whose coming forth is from old and from ancient days. Remember, he said to the Pharisees, hey guys, before Abraham. Hallelujah. Listen to what J. Oswald Sanders says about the preexistence of Christ. Look at your neighbor and say, for unto us a son is given. He said his birth in Bethlehem was not his origin, only his incarnation. Christ's preexistence is not a matter of purely academic interest. It is the foundation on which the whole superstructure of the Christian faith does rest. For if he is not preexistent, he cannot be God. And if he is not God, he cannot be creator and redeemer. Thank God he is God, manifest in the flesh. So let's just look at a couple of these names this morning. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And his name shall be called Wonderful. The word wonderful means astounding. It means amazing. It means awesome. It means miraculous. Glory to God. When was the last time you saw something so astonishing and so wonderful that it took your breath away? I feel like that every time I see Brenda Raylene Edwards Thomas in the morning. How about a gorgeous sunset? Anybody ever seen a gorgeous sunset? Wow. The heavens declare the beauty of the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. It's great to live in California, even among tsunami alerts. You know, when that tsunami alert came, I didn't panic. Did you? Why is that? Because the Spirit of the Lord is upon you. The Spirit of the Lord is within you. And he witnesses to your inner man that which you need to know. Amen. Well, if we can become awestruck by our wife or by our husband, how much more should we be amazed at the Lord Jesus Christ? Say with me, all that we are, all that we have, and all that we will ever be is through the authority of his wonderful name. And so in this text, Isaiah, by the Spirit of God, is prophesying the birth of Jesus, the coming Messiah. Now, the announcement that Jesus was to be born was wonderful. An angel came down to announce it. How many of you know what that angel's name was? Haven't you been in Sunday school? Look at verse 26. It says in Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Let's look at this morning. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent forth from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Have you ever noticed when you look at the Christmas story, and this is a great time to do it, read the first few chapters of each gospel. It's just amazing. But have you ever noticed how much angelic activity was involved in the Christmas story? I mean, in every aspect of the Christmas story. As a matter of fact, there may not have been a Christmas story if the angels had not been activated. And as a matter of fact, without angels, there were probably no Christmas story at all. Think about it. They made announcements. They brought promises. They offered guidance. They provided protection before and during and after the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's look at these verses and let's feed on this beautiful, wonderful story. Notice with me, if you will, in verse 27. Gabriel came to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Now, what does the word espoused mean? Anybody know?
Engaged.
The word espoused means to be engaged. They were engaged to be married. Understand this. This was a young couple. And they were planning a wedding. And how many of you know, getting married is an awesome thing. And for those of you who are not yet married, I'm in agreement with you for the right spouse at the right time. Because you're always in the right place at the right time. Amen? And so this young couple was excited about getting married. And then along comes Gabriel and makes this announcement. To a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Verse 28, and the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. I like that, don't you? Can you say I'm highly favored? You are highly favored. The Lord is with you, and blessed art thou among women. I like that. You know, the same three things belong to you as a believer. Yeah. Number one, you're highly favored.
Yeah, highly favored.
Number two, the Lord's with you. He's not only with you, but he's for you, and he lives on the inside of you. And then thirdly, you're blessed. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong with saying and declaring you're blessed.
Yeah. Good
thing. Somebody said, well, I don't feel blessed. Well, I don't feel blessed all the time either. Do you? No, I don't. Live by my feelings. I enjoy feelings. I enjoy the anointing. How about you? But you don't have to have the manifestation of the blessing happening in your life in order for you to say, I am blessed. Amen. Well, let's say that a couple of times. I think some of you need to do that.
Yeah.
Say this with me. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed.
That the blessed people.
That the blessed.
Call me blessed.
Call me blessed.
You're blessed.
Amen.
You're blessed. The word blessed means you are empowered.
Yep.
What does that mean? Empowered. You have been given the ability to prosper.
Amen.
Another way we could say it is this. You have been given the ability to make progress.
Yes.
Amen?
Yep.
You have been given the empowerment from God for you to profit.
Yes.
And he wants the blessing to be upon you on a daily basis. And you can accommodate that blessing by declaring, I'm blessed. I am blessed. Now notice verse 29. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And she cast in her mind, what in the world? What manner of salutation is this? And verse 30, and the angel said unto her, fear not. Did you know that when angels are activated and in operation, they never come with a message of fear? They don't come with a message of fear. No, no, no. So he said to her, fear not, Mary. Because you have found favor with God. Now verse 31. And thou shalt conceive in thy womb. And you're going to bring forth a son. And you will call his name Jesus. Everyone say Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's say Jesus two more times.
Jesus. Jesus.
You shall call his name Jesus. Aren't you glad that we can call upon the name of Jesus? Glory to God. Next verse. He shall be great, and he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Oh, man, wonderful, isn't it? Of his kingdom, there shall be no end. You know, the kingdoms of this world are going to pass away. The kingdoms of the nations are going to pass away, but not this kingdom. Not this king. We serve a king in a kingdom that is not only unshakable, but it is forever and ever and ever. Amen. The false religions of this world will not prevail. They will not last. But this king, this master, shall reign forever and ever. And here's the good news. If you're a Christian, you're going to reign with him. Somebody said, well, I know I'm going to reign with him in heaven, but you know what? You can reign with him and through him right here on earth.
Yeah.
In the nasty now and now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we know that the now and now can get pretty nasty. But we have the antidote for nastiness. And you know what it is? It's the gift of righteousness. Amen. Romans 5:17, let me just quote it to you. It says, for if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. That's speaking of Adam's transgression. Much more, those who receive abundance of grace. And what else? And the gift of righteousness, what shall they do? They shall reign in life, in this life, by one Jesus Christ. I like that, don't you? The Amplified even takes it a step further. They shall reign as kings in life through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, you might as well get used to reigning right now. I'm going to say that again. You might just as well get used to reigning right now. So it won't be so difficult for you to reign when you get to heaven. Because we're going to reign under his lordship. Hey, there's going to be things for us to do in heaven. We're not just going to be on a cloud floating around and those things. No, heaven's an active place. And what we do here on earth will determine how much we will reign in heaven. Amen? Because if you're faithful with that which is little here, he'll make you ruler over much. Now, I can't begin to understand the depth, the length, and the height of that, but I do know that those who are faithful here and those that can be counted on here will be counted on there. You know, I don't want to get to heaven and have to attend 1,000 years of school. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'd love to sit under the Apostle Paul's teaching, but we want to be active. Amen. And so of his kingdom, I didn't know that was in there, did you? And so of his kingdom, there shall be no end. Now notice in verse 34, here's what Mary said. Then said Mary unto the angel, what? No. She said, how shall these things be? Notice with me, she didn't say, no way, this cannot be. But she did ask a perfectly legitimate question, didn't she? And that legitimate question was, how shall these things be? She didn't doubt that there were going to be, she just wanted to know how. Now notice what the next verse says. Read the next verse, verse 35 with me. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be the Son of God. Now let's just keep that verse right up there. Notice with me, how shall these things be? The angel said, the Holy Ghost. Did you know that the Holy Spirit came upon Mary with miracle working power? Wow. The Greek word for power, dunamis, and it means miracle working power. And so when he said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee in great dunamis, miracle working power. Here's the good news. That same miracle working power is here today. We experienced it in the house this morning. Say this with me. His miracle working power. It's working in my body. His miracle working power. It's working in my family. So pray much now in the Holy Ghost over your loved ones. Yea, fix your attention upon my ability and what I'm able to do. Lean not to your own ability, but trust me to work on your behalf. And as you pray much in the Holy Ghost over your loved ones, my glory overshadows them.
Amen.
My glory comes upon them as they go their way to school, as they're in school, as they drive down the highway. My glory and my power attends to your loved ones. If you will release your faith and pray much in the Holy Ghost over your loved ones. For there is a release that shall come forth out of thee by my Spirit, saith the Lord. And my glory shall protect them. And my glory shall rest upon them. And my glory shall give them wisdom in the affairs of their life. They'll not make the mistakes that some of us have made. It shall even affect their future concerning their husbands or their wives. You see, you have much more authority than you've known heretofore. So pray in the Holy Ghost. For as you pray in the Holy Ghost, know this, that you are praying out the perfect will of God.
Amen.
And you may not know everything, and you don't need to know everything. All you need to know is the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon you to pray. So pray ye much in the Holy Ghost over your loved ones. Pray ye much in the Holy Ghost over your nation in these days particularly. Pray much in the Holy Ghost, and the same Spirit that overshadowed Mary shall overshadow you. And it shall come upon this nation, and it shall come upon your loved ones, and it shall come upon your life in a fresh and a new way. For this is my day, says the Lord. This is the day that I have made. We're not talking about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're talking about the day of the Lord, the day of salvation, the day of deliverance, the day of freedom. Woo! We're talking about a day of harvest, Mike. It's harvest time. Glory to God. Go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost just for a moment. Let's pray over our loved ones. There's nothing cut and dried about this service. We pray over our loved ones in the name of Jesus. We declare no weapon formed against them shall prosper. No evil shall befall them, neither shall any plague come nigh their dwelling. In the mighty name. Say it with me, in the mighty name. Say it with me, the name above. The name above every name. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
If God says it, the Holy Spirit can bring it to pass. So it's important for us to know, what is God saying? What is God saying right down here in our inner man? And then the other side of the coin is, what has he already said? What has he already said? And we find out what he's already said as we look, of course, into the perfect law of liberty. So the Holy Spirit's guidance and empowerment were extremely prominent in the story of his birth. And his ministry remains prominent in our lives today. Now, I can see I'm not going to get very far in this message, but are you getting anything?
Yes.
Have you got anything this morning? But I've just got another point, and we'll save the others for the 22nd or however the Lord leads. But say with me,
his name
shall be called
Wonderful
Counselor.
Counselor.
Now notice with me. In verse 36, he said, and behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. Yeah, an angel showed up there as well. Had to shut her husband's mouth up for a while. How many of your wives wish you could get an angel to do that? I mean, just sometimes. Anyway, not forever, but... Oh, my. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she's also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Now read verse 37 with me twice. For with God,
nothing shall be impossible.
We need to do it two more times. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. One more time.
For with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Who are you with?
That's right.
Who are you with? Thank you for the amen corner over there, but I asked everybody, who are you with? We know that the Lord is with us, and we know that the Lord is on our side, but are we on His side? And are we with God? And because you are with God, then nothing shall be impossible. So no matter how impossible it may seem, when God's word and the presence of the Holy Spirit come together, miraculous things happen. Amen?
Amen?
The Amplified Classic Version says this, no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment. Ooh, I'm going to read that again. Look at that last phrase. No word from God shall be without power or impossible fulfillment. In closing, verse 38. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Do you know that's what the angel was waiting for?
Yeah, that's right.
Because when she said that, he left. Gabriel's thinking, mission accomplished. She believed it. She received it. And now the miraculous conception through faith is going to take place. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. And this took a lot of trust on her part. She had to let go of her comfort, her security, her identity, her reputation, possibly her future message, her marriage. And Mary didn't blink. She instantaneously said, bring it on. Bring it on. Let the glory overshadow me. I am the handmaid of the Lord. Woo! Be it unto me. And I want to encourage you in closing, we can say the same thing. For the word of God is incorruptible seed. And the word that has been spoken must be received so it can be conceived. So whenever you find a promise from God, or whenever you pick up what He's saying to you in your spirit, say it strong with me. Be it unto me according to the word of God. I pray this Christmas season that every one of you would get pregnant. Every one of you, may you be impregnated with the implanted Word of God, which is able to save your soul, which is able to do the impossible in your life.
Right.
Let's stand up, everybody. Glory to God. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I think we should thank Him. I think we should thank Him for His visitation in this house today. Glory to God. Glory to God. All the glory. All the glory. All the glory. All the glory. Be to our good, good Father. Amen. Did you enjoy the testimony that Evelyn had today? Amen. You know what she experienced? She experienced expansion. And if you'll get happy about it with her, you'll experience expansion too. Amen. You need to judge yourself worthy of the blessing. He's already judged you worthy of it. Don't let your insecurities keep you away from being blessed coming in and blessed coming out and being the head and not the tail and above and not beneath. Woo! Hallelujah. Say this with me. What he's done for others, he's doing for me. To God be the glory.